you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Hardwood Handicappers, VSiN's premier NBA betting podcast.
What's up, folks? Welcome in. Hardwood Handicappers podcast in a very unique and odd environment. We are in between the hedges at Radio Row.
In between the hedges.
Right.
Yeah.
We are. Not to be confused with Between Two Ferns, one of the best comedy bits that I've seen in my lifetime. So trade deadline day is today, and we have a special guest to help us break it down.
Yeah,
Drew Dinsick's here. What's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing? There's been so much, so many words spilled about the stupid Super Bowl. Nobody realizes it's NBA season.
That's right.
Today was the trade deadline, obviously. The entire fabric of the league kind of solidifies now that we know, you know, which contenders did and did not elect to make meaningful moves. There's a lot of hot takes in how the rest of this season is going to shake out and whose championship equity shifted in the wake of these moves.
I want to say that watching everything take place in a boring trade deadline, that nothing for me moves the needle in terms of going to bet something, right?
I could probably talk you into a couple things.
Okay, all right. Number one on the list, what do you got?
So the big question for me heading into the deadline is, are the Bucks going to get a point of attack defender?
Yep.
If they did, then they were contenders. If they didn't, then the Celtics are going to walk the East. Like, I honestly think my fair price when I rerun it now that we kind of know what the Bucks sort of meh. And actually, the Celtics moves were quite good. Mm-hmm. Tillman is a player that I think is, kind of fits exactly a backup role that they need for backup big. And Jaden Springer's that was a surprisingly good move as well, I think. So adding depth for the Celtics and making them a little bit more resilient to the key injuries is nice. And the Bucks still having a fatal flaw with that roster takes them out of sincere consideration for me. A lot of people are buzzing about this Knicks team now. Good luck to you. If you want to bet the Knicks, have at it.
I'm glad you brought that up because I watched all that and I was like, you know, they've done a good job, right?
Yeah. I mean,
but it's like, you know, like when my kid draws me a picture, you know, and I'm like, that's great, buddy. I'm like, but like, you know, we ain't selling it. We're not getting any money out
of
that.
Okay, but let me spin. I'll spin the upside to it. The upside is you got off of Fournier's contract, right? Like you did get rid of Evan Fournier. So I think like the fact that you're able to get away from that contract and actually bring in a player or two that will be able to contribute, it does make them better. Like I don't think they got worse today. And this is a team that's been playing very well the past couple months.
No, but like Bojan Bogdanovic is not the defender he used to be. No.
Sure.
Right? So, it, like, when
he's,
back in the
he's
day.
He's not the player. He
right. Yeah. Yeah. So, like, back in the day when he was, like, going to be he was going to be, like, a first-round pick. He was going to be a really good trade piece. He was a good, you know, front-court defender. He would space the floor. He was awesome. Now I'm just like, all right, cool. We got some depth. You know, that's fine. Yeah. But I don't know, like, when you talk about everything complete, right, if Boston's fully healthy, if Milwaukee's fully healthy and better with Patrick Beverley, if Embiid comes back and they're at full strength, I just don't know, outside of maybe pulling a good second-round matchup, which I don't think is going to be the case, I think you're probably second-round ceiling.
Yeah, so I think at this point I'm like outrageously pro Celtics East. And actually, the only question I have is, has the market gone too far? Is there too much surety that we're not going to see Joel Embiid back
right.
for the playoffs? Because the move for Buddy Hield, I thought was nice.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of a perfect, that was a classic Daryl Morey kind of a, you know, buy at the right price. Fill in a direct need, and if Embiid is available for playoffs, like that, they shouldn't be what 60-1
so
to win the title.
Let's
like,
hit
that's
that.
Crazy.
Let's hit that real quick, because that is obviously the Embiid like injury language has been confusing and not clear, right? With what the 76ers have been telling us all, is that not a clear sign though that they think he's going to be back and ready to go by the playoffs, or you know maybe after the first round of the playoffs, bringing a Buddy Hield in?
I mean, the price has gotten so outrageous that you're talking about pretty low capital expenditure to get a pretty nice payout on the upside of maybe being the best second best team in the East.
Yeah, I think that's a wait a couple weeks for me. You know, I mean, let's see, let's watch him trend down a little bit more, try to catch him at that low point.
I don't know.
That's,
that might be a double down for me. So I got him at 27-1 like way back, you know, and I loved them. And now I'm sitting there going, oh, maybe, you know, maybe just dive, maybe dive right back in. Because I loved them when they were at full strength, and I think they could be awesome with Buddy Hield. Can I tell you the one, Kelly and I think talked about this a little bit. I like the trades that aren't going to move the market, but I think are, like, bleeping awesome.
Okay.
I really like what Minnesota did.
Oh,
I like, I think that when you're talking about Minnesota desperately needing a guard who can score for you, right, the fact that you need somebody to create, to shoot, to actually, if guys are going to drop off of you, to be able to take advantage of that middle area of the floor, I'm in on that. So for Monty Morris for that, like, I think that's pretty solid. When you're talking about, what, Shake Milton, Troy Brown, and a second-round pick in 2030, I thought that was a really good move that I think checks a box that I really desperately wanted for them.
That's completely fair. Minnesota has been doing some nice things around the edges for a little while now. They clearly have a vision. Actually, if you want one like hottish take about the trade deadline, like all the stuff that happened, like has me wondering, like, do the GMs like have a vision on some of these teams? Because there's so many where you're just like, what are you doing?
Sure.
Like, what's the plan?
Okay.
Why this?
So on that point,
so
the,
many.
The one I'm still confused on, because I might have talked to both of you about this already. Kelly Olynyk, he's still a member of the Toronto Raptors. Like, is this not a name we saw linked to like many, many contenders that we thought were going to be heavily pursuing him? And he ends up on the Toronto Raptors somehow.
Hey, he's coming home.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. There is that. There is that. But, like, I immediately thought, when I saw that one come down this morning, I'm like, well, he'll be flipped by the time we get to noon.
Yeah, that one was a weird one. I don't know what the Raptors are doing. I don't know what the vision is. I don't know what the Pelicans are doing. I don't know what the vision is. Hawks, what are the Hawks doing?
Right.
Like,
Like,
we're singling these guys out, but you could say this for, like, half the association right now, that it doesn't feel like the top – the C-suite has like a good vision for what they want to be going forward. They're just trying to, you know, kind of halfway it and like not upset the fans, not pay extra tax. Like there's like a little tap dancing going on, as opposed to like, hey, we should do this and that'll give us a better chance to have some championship equity. And that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I thought that about the Bulls too.
Bulls, like just, oh yeah.
Oh, Bulls.
The Bulls just, you know.
Yeah, we could say.
You can get a lot for those.
Yeah,
pieces.
We could be recording this in any year between 2003 and 2024. And
well,
I think that's a fair commentary.
And I don't know. I know JVT does, but like we had season win total unders on what? Chicago and
Toronto.
Partially expecting. I mean, Toronto did make some trades, but partially expecting Chicago was going to unload a lot of pieces. I don't know if you had those too, Drew. But you're like, now, yeah, good point. Now I'm sitting here thinking, okay, great. Now I'm going to watch Chicago try real hard to, like beat us out by a game and a half probably on that win total.
Well, Toronto's going the right way. They don't have a backup point guard
that's
anymore.
Going the right way.
So I'll ask this then before I get you out of here too. So we always focus on futures day to day, right? Obviously, there's now these teams that we can bet on. Any changes like that, like for Toronto, for example, I'd be interested in game, right? Once Emmanuel Quickley leaves the floor, you don't have a backup point guard.
Yeah.
Those non-Quickley minutes would be interesting from an in-game perspective and how they just play overall as a team moving forward. That was one of the things that stuck out. But, like, day-to-day, were there any angles that stuck out to you on some of these teams?
Yeah, the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
How are we scoring?
Yeah.
Right.
We're breaking 100 points, really, against the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. That totals 225. I don't think so.
No.
that's like a full my offensive rating for the Nets is one of the lowest across the entire NBA as currently rostered. And, I think you're going to see these totals start to creep into the two teens with that team by the time we get into, you know, the meat of the post-All-Star break. So, and the fact that they're going up against a tired Cleveland tonight, and Cleveland might be a little bit off on shooting with some heavy legs under in Cavs Nets looks pretty dang tasty.
Cool. Yeah. Anything else?
I had one bet for tonight. That's it. I did lay it with the Blazers yesterday at 5. It's out to 6.5 now. They got the Pistons limping into town on a back-to-back. So did play pick that spot. JVT knows I've got a unhealthy liking for the Portland Trail Blazers.
True. So, I mocked you in the offseason.
You
about
did.
It.
Yeah. Rolling small with that tonight. That's about that is it though. I mean, I think for you know the biggest thing day to day when you bring that up of just hey over the next few days like or next couple weeks we do get into we've already kind of started the funky period of the NBA schedule. It's going to be weird for the next week or two as we get through All-Star break and all that good stuff. So
yep.
People tread lightly. That's what I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually looking forward to the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Would have been nice if it was this week.
Yeah.
You know, that would have been
I don't know what they're doing here. This is wild. All right, Drew, we know you're a busy guy out here, so appreciate it, dude.
Hey, always a pleasure being on with you guys, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Yep,
awesome.
You too, man.
Thanks,
all right,
sir.
We'll take our break. Come back. Shrog Hero, DraftKings is going to join us next.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Back here at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center, Radio Row, for the Super Bowl, but we're talking NBA because the trade deadline was today. It was an interesting one, kind of a boring one, but a good one. And Shrog Hira is with us here. Shrog Hira, of course, of DraftKings and Laker fan. How's that working out, man? All those trades that they made, it looks like a brand new team, huh?
Buyout market team.
Oh, okay.
It's the buyout market team.
For our audience, I'm making fun of Shrug. I know that they didn't get anything in. No, that's hilarious because the Clippers are the best team in L.A.
Yes.
Spencer Dinwiddie, right? There you go. Yeah. Championship coming your way.
I mean,
there
that could be a nice piece for them. It kind of fits. They need a guard like that, right?
Yeah.
They need any help.
Definitely need backup guard help, any depth that really kind of facilitate, you know, like get that load off of LeBron. Let him just post up for 50 plays in a row.
So what was the trade that you liked the most? Was there one that stuck out to you?
It has to be the Knicks, man. I think Bogdanovich and Burks going there, offensive firepower. Kelly and I were talking about it off the side set. And, getting off of Fournier's contract, getting it off Grimes, you felt like Tibbs didn't really like Grimes whatsoever. So I really liked the Knicks moves. And then Washington for Dallas, P.J. Washington.
Sure.
I think that was a really solid trade for them. They just gave up Grant. They thought when they signed him he'd be able to be a stretch for a defensive piece. Now they really bring in a guy with some offensive firepower that can really put the ball in the basket, hit the three ball as needed. And also, he has a good amount of size. You know, that team lacks rebounding. And while Lively plays well and he rebounds well for a rookie, he's still a rookie big.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
He can board really well with Washington. So I think those were the ones that really stood out to me.
You know, really quickly, too, I do think that Washington pairs nicely in, like, those non-Luka minutes.
Yep.
Right? So it's like Kyrie, him, Lively. Like, you got multiple lob threats there if you want them, but Washington likes to run. Like, that's a sneaky little good group there when Luka rests.
Yeah, exactly. And it gives them really good depth. I mean, that's the thing right now. When you think about that team, they're banged up or, you know, you have Tim Hardaway Jr. who plays as a starter at times, plays off the bench at times, but that depth. They need good depth, and they didn't really give up. Grant Williams was just like a depth piece. It was just like a body, more or less. But also, I mean, I don't really know what Philly is doing with, I mean, getting Buddy Hield. Does that mean that Joel Embiid will make it back for the regular season, or they think that they have enough for a team to make a push. Because trading for Buddy Hield kind of says, like, hey, we need a guy off the to hit the long ball.
Yeah, I was saying that before, Shrog. I feel if you would ask me yesterday if Joel Embiid was going to be back for the playoffs, how confident I was in that, it would have been like 30%, maybe that. I think the language the 76ers have been using has been very confusing, very ambiguous, and, you know, probably for a reason, multiple reasons. But then, like, yeah, how do you see a Buddy Hield signing, and you're like, whoa, I think that means you're probably pretty optimistic about him coming back in the playoffs. But, I mean, this roster, I guess, is still, you know, well, you're getting rid of some of the expiring deals, some of the older guys, trying to rebuild a little bit. If they just flat out said, hey, we're just getting this team set for next year too, like, I guess that wouldn't be shocking to me. So I don't know. That one's got me a little confused. Kelly Olynyk, one I keep going back to, I'm confused. Like, I thought it was to the Raptors, he'd be on a good team at the end of the day, but no, he's just going to be on the Raptors, it sounds like.
But I mean, they could still waive him. I mean, they did waive Dinwiddie, so it's a possibility. But one move that also stood out to me was Monte Morris going to the Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. He's a really solid guard, a backup guard they needed. Conley has shown that he gets dinged up, and when Conley is out of the lineup, they don't really have a guy that they can be like, okay, sure. Nah comes in, and he is their backup point guard, basically. Mm-hmm. It's like, Monte Morris, solid piece there. That's a team that's looking to make a run with all those teams locked up now in the number one seed. Like, everybody has a similar record. I think Monte Morris actually is a sneaky good piece for Minnesota.
Yep, I would agree. Right before, like, what, last week they played Oklahoma City, and they got, like, McLaughlin to come off the bench and hit, like, two threes and hit all four of his shots, and it felt like a Herculean effort, and you're like, man, if you could just get that kind of production off the bench, it'd be pretty good for him. So that's sneaky good, man.
Yeah, that was the – it's funny, though, just as we're all talking about it, like, I think you did hit on it with all the teams we're discussing. Like, okay, Timberwolves, I like that move. Knicks, I like those moves. Dallas, I think they even got a little bit better. But what's the ceiling for all these teams still? And I don't think that ceiling, like as you said about the Knicks, I don't think that pushes them up to a true Eastern Conference title contender. And I don't think any of the moves in the West push them up into true Western Conference title contenders. But
I don't know. I feel like Boston has proven that they're very a high variance team. Boston's a high variance team. They love shooting the three-point shot. They lead the league in, I think it was three-point makes or 3 points attempted, and they don't have like a knockdown shooter. And you have knockdown shooters. The only person that can get in the way of the Knicks, I feel, is Julius Randle. He's the one that is like that piece where it's like sometimes he's the one that causes the issues. But I think the Knicks have enough to actually maybe even knock off Boston.
Shrog, don't get me excited, okay? I've always been a Knicks hater, but, like, this is the year where I'm like, I've come around so big time. And, like, I think the moves were good today. I'm trying to temper my expectations, but you can talk me into it a little bit, then make it a run.
But, I mean, you need that depth. I mean,
to
play with Boston style of ball, it's you got to knock down a three pointer. You have to have enough depth to guard their wings. Bringing OG in, bringing guys that can play defense as well. I think they have it. And we don't know about Embiid. We mentioned the Embiid situation here. I think the Knicks get up there, and I don't trust Milwaukee at all. So it's Boston or New York to me now.
Okay, I like it.
You know, you don't think Beverly moves the needle for you at all?
No.
In terms of their point of attack defense? Yeah, I think it's nice, but at the end of the day, when you're closing out games, you're still going to have Damian Lillard out there, and they're still going to go after him almost every possession. Yep. It helps, I think, in the regular season, but I'm not sure how much it makes a difference for you defensively overall.
I think it helps. I think it might help also, if there really is any kind of Doc Rivers kind of master plan of how we're fixing this defense, getting a Patrick Beverly in there would help him along with that type of things. But you're right. At the end of the game, Damian Lillard's still going to be on the court, and you're going to have those same issues.
All right, Shrog, any bets to make out of this? Anything at all?
No, I haven't looked at anything to make any bets just because of all these TBD situations. Yeah. So now it's like a lot of guys moved on. So there may be some value, though, just waiting for maybe starting lineups to come out and be like, okay, hey, this guy's not making it in. But, like, just looking at Portland, that was the play that kind of stuck out to me after the Pistons won last night in Sacramento, back-to-back, going up to Portland. I think that might be a play to look at for tonight.
Okay, all right.
I'm on that one already, my friend. Yep, my only bet of the day.
All right.
All right, man. All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Shrog Hira. We're all done. Quick quick episode from Radio Row because we're getting everybody's way over here at DraftKings. So
we are.
We're going to get out of here. Like, rate, review, subscribe, and we will talk to you probably next week because I'm busy, man. I can't do these pods. Come on.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.